Okay. Any other questions, comments?
Worked for
Lonnie?
Me.
Lonnie, Terry, are you satisfied?
It worked for me.
Lonnie, are you going to bail me out? Is this your motion or mine?
I'll bail you out.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, is there further discussion? Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. So moved. Thank you. Should we move to the agenda? Where would you like to go next, Lonnie?
Well, I'm doing it in terms of dollar amounts at risk. It turns out that we have to do the same thing with KPFT. It may not cost a lot of money for them, but they have to raise $66,000. Well, no, I guess they got to, I'm sorry, scratch that. They already have their grant.
Right.
Let's pass KPFT by. That would leave IKW. Connection with WPFW,
Just a second. Are there any questions about KPFT's budget? Anyone has any comments?
Has it gone through their LSB already?
KPFT's budget has been approved by the KPFT LSB.
So, I mean, if it's kosher, Lonnie, let's just pass it and get one out of the way here.
Yeah, I have no objection.
There are no questions, no concerns. Sandra,
sure.
Everyone's satisfied with the budget in terms of any other issues.
Carrie?
Go ahead.
Was this distributed before our last meeting?
Lonnie?
The KPFT budget was approved at the last LSB meeting in Houston. That would have been...
When would I have gotten a copy?
Lonnie sent out consolidated budgets in the spreadsheet before the
meeting. It would have been a week ago.
Yeah.
Tonight.
See, I never got the distribution from before our last meeting.
Okay.
Let me see.
I forwarded it to the Finance Committee, but I was under the impression that the chair of our local station board had forwarded that to Lonnie.
I didn't get any of them, not just KPFT.
No, I'll forward it to you, Terry. You're not on the address list.
Okay.
You dropped off. So it's.
I thought we only
PG,
got
wait.
The consolidated.
Yeah, tgoodman@aceweb.com.
You got to change your email address, I think.
Yeah.
Huh. But did we get anything other than the consolidated? I assumed that that was the only thing we had to go from.
Well, the consolidated is the form that I sent
right.
out rather than the individual
right.
budget. I sent it out as part of the consolidated.
And you didn't get that, Terry, the consolidated
no.
budget?
No. Well, he got it 30 seconds ago.
Oh.
Thank you. Well, I'll have to retrieve it.
I mean, I don't know if Brian did anything different, but I have one where I actually did some variances on it. I'll send it also if you want to look at it. I have a second sheet.
Now, if Terry, if you want to hold off on it and review it at our September 13th meeting, I'm happy to do that, too.
I don't anticipate a problem with this budget.
No.
It was just a convenient time to mention that I didn't get any of them.
Well, I will forward that to the Finance Committee. The only variance that I know of is because of the shooting incident, we're taking in money from good intention people to try to help us defray the cost of making our studio bulletproof.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, overall, KPFT has been very diligent about trying to cut costs. And, well, you know, there's never enough money at the end of the month. But we're in pretty good shape as things go.
I did have one question. Your listener supports budgeted to go up from 1,026,000 to 1,181,000. Seems like quite a jump. Is there an extra drive? No, KPFT already does four drives, right?
Yes, and to the chagrin of a lot of listener members, I mean, we have the winter, the summer, the fall, and the summer sizzle. And they're all getting longer, and... well, what can I say? But fortunately for KPFT, we have a very good listener base, and we gather a lot of money during our fund drive, and it's just enough to keep us going. And
But you have a downward trend in listener support over the past 3 years, and you're showing a substantial increase in next year's budget. Is it an off-air campaign or something?
One of the issues is that we have a downward trend in listener support, but the people that are loyal and faithful listeners upping the ante, you know, that's how I think we're getting through. I would have to get with Markeisha and Robin as far as the fulfillment is concerned, but people that used to pledge $50 are now pledging $150. That's how loyal they are. So overall, we wish we could get more with less time spent begging for money and less time spent during pledge drives, but we're making it. And again, I will add to that, you know, the incident where some coward shot a high-powered bullet at one of our programmers during her show, that has worked in a weird, mysterious kind of way to garner further support for KPFT and the Voice of Peace and radio. So people are contributing, you know, on the website just to help us make a bulletproof studio.
Oh, wow.
That was not counted into the budget, but it's part of the results of bad actions bringing good things about. Who knows?
I might mention Sandra.
Yes.
I might mention one other issue. That budget did call for a delay in the rehiring of Donna Platt's position until January.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of the savings that were identified in that budget. And
because we have an awesome woman named Robin Lewis who is willing to wear two hats.
Yeah, she's terrific. She's terrific.
I love her. She's awesome.
And we're working with her. But I would advise that we, you keep to that January hire date, because otherwise the budget will change. The other item I'd like to point out in that budget is the Free Speech Radio News dollars.
Radio News is coming into its own. I mean, but you know, Dwayne would have to give you the breakdown on that, but KPFT Radio News is making money for the station. Mm. There are a lot of people who support KPFT Radio News.
Yeah. Well, those are the two areas I'm saying I think it might be over budget.
I'm sorry, Lonnie, you think the local news is over budgeted?
No, the Free Speech Radio News' budget might be overstated for FM. Dwayne's aware.
I'm actually not seeing a budget at all for Free Speech Radio News. Oh, there it is. 18,000.
Yeah,
no, there's no budget. There's no money at all for Free Speech Radio News in their 2008 budget.
Yeah, it's down in programming.
And in national.
No, it's in programming.
Programming, news services, Free Speech Radio News, budget 2008, zero. What am I missing?
Let me see. I'm looking.
Line 596 in your spreadsheet.
It's in other programming.
Yeah, there's national programming. In terms of budget, there's the national programming has 49, which is the only variance. And the program and services is the same as.
Yeah, they put it in other programming as opposed to Free Speech Radio.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Oh, I see. It's on a different line.
Yeah, it's a different line this year. Okay, but I think that there might be something to look at there.
Well, overall, I would move to say that KPFT is holding our own. We have that wish list just like everybody else does, but we're fortunate to be in the state of Texas, who's killing people on a daily basis. But we have a lot of community support, and that's part of what this is all about. So we're holding our own.
Sandra, can you also send like the budget detail, like when Lonnie had made the point about the KPFT's decision to delay the hiring in order to present this budget until January. So do you have the detail with the headcount and when you plan to bring new headcount on board?
Sure, I can send that.
Okay, I'd appreciate it.
Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I think I'd actually like to move postponement of approval of this. I'd like to see some detail or maybe some explanation from the general manager of that station about why they're budgeting a 16% increase in listener support after a three-year downward trend on that line. And I actually have some reservations about delaying that hire as a means. I mean, it balances the budget this year, right? But what that means is that starting in January, you're actually in a position to have a deficit the following year. It doesn't leave you in balance in the long term.
Is the glass half full or is it half empty?
Well,
yeah,
no, deferred hires is a very short-term money-saving measure.
APFT is in Texas, okay? Hey,
Brian, I have an answer to that question.
Lonnie, go ahead, please.
Well, you know, one of the jobs that Donna did was handle the mail drop.
Oh, so it's a revenue positive position.
Yeah, and that they are shifting some of that responsibility to an outside group. So that's part of the process they're going through.
So you're saying you don't think there's a long-term impact from that hire?
Well, the idea is that a good part of what Donna was doing was mail drop along with major donor stuff. And there is an outside consulting firm they're using for the mail drop and the mailing list and the rest of it. And they're utilizing those folks. And they want to see what the impact is. And I think we'll see. That mail drop group is work with them on a mail drop that will go out in September. And there's another one planned, I think, for the holidays. They want to see how that external group performs.
Okay. Do you have any idea about the listener support numbers, Lonnie?
The listener support numbers, the rationale, I have the same questions. Of course, I always have the same questions. Is that KPFT had been struggling with its signal, and they have solved that problem after months of work where their signal was being blocked through downtown skyscrapers. And the idea here is that signal will be boosted and it will reach more listeners. So the question is, what is a reasonable increase in revenue can be anticipated from that? The listener support number also goes up because of the fact that they have their dollar a watt program raising money for their transmitter. And they are doing a similar campaign next year, and some of that is going to be reflected in listener support revenue. But I think the larger point is that if you look at the total increase in revenue for KPFT between 08 and 09, ignoring listener support for the time being, they're only talking about increasing their total revenue by only about $100,000. So that is not overbearing. You know, that feels like it's doable given some of the factors I've just gone through. So you look at total revenue, and you'll see that they're probably only increasing it by about that $100,000.
I can say this about the WhatsApp campaign, the organization to make money for the new transmitter and everything. We've had enormous support behind that, and our outreach committee is doing just amazing things. Outreaching to the signal area where we previously were not heard, they're going out and saying, okay, now you can hear KPFT, Pacifica Radio for Peace, in bum wherever.
Yeah.
You know, but, and people are responding, and they are donating money, and they're volunteering their time, and, I mean, it's very awesome, I mean, given that we are in the state of Texas. I kind of think of us, you know, between New York and California and all of that kind of stuff, we're poor schlub in the middle, but we're here, and people are listening. And another one of the major focuses is, you know, Texas is killing people right and left on death row, and enormous uprising about that, and people are stepping on board with KPFT because of that, you know, because KPFT is the one station in Texas that is telling people about what the heck is going on with killing innocent people on death row, and people are lining up to give us money, and I hate to think that that's how we're staying afloat, but the bottom line is we're reaching people, and that's important. And they're ponying up, and they're helping us stay afloat, and I'm very grateful for that.
Okay, Brian, did you have other questions? Do you believe that Sandra and Liney have both answered your question?
I think Lonnie answered my question, which is that you're expecting, because you have more wants now, you're going to have more listeners and more donations.
I certainly
hope that's the case and expect that will be the case to some degree. I'm curious how you're quantifying that, and I'm also curious how it jives with the doctrine you've told us you have for budgeting before, which is that you budget on demonstrated ability to raise funds, not what you expect an unknown will generate.
So the question is, the motion that you want, is you still want that motion? I mean, are you still want us to consider that?
Well, I would actually, I mean, given that it's going up 160, but they've got 160 on their bottom line and they have some cash in the bank, I would be okay approving it. But if their fundraising doesn't meet their goals, we might need to revisit it mid-year.
Okay, so
Yeah, the CFO recommended that we only approve budgets for a quarter. Is he applying that recommendation to KPFT?
No, I don't think the CFO. I don't think that's his policy, his position. Lonnie, I don't recall that.
I am thinking that we will have to look at all budgets in 3 months. I believe that will be prudent to do. We'll be meeting presumably anyway, and I think that should be on our agenda.
I totally disagree. I mean, if you look at the budget and process, you approve the budget, and the process is that in 3 months, if there's a need to, I mean, normally the budgeting process is that you always look at your budget after 3 months, and then you would normally do what you would call a plan update. But to approve, I totally disagree with approving a 3 month budget. I don't think that's financially feasible.
I think maybe we're using different words to say the same thing, because you're always looking at your performance against what your budget was, and you make a course correction if necessary to hit the bottom line you budgeted for.
Yeah,
I mean that's what you're talking about, Lonnie, right?
Yeah. Madam Chair, I hear your point. You're thinking it's a formal stricture. I guess I don't mean it quite as strong as that. I'm just suggesting that we as a committee undertake the obligation to carefully review and monitor all these budgets and be prepared to do a report at the third month.
Well, you know, I would like to make a motion that the Finance Committee would incorporate the process of after every quarter look at the budgets and look at the budgets to perhaps generate a plan update for each one of the stations, but that would be the motion that the Finance Committee would review at the end of each quarter budgets in anticipation of doing a plan update The plan update is based on the performance of the prior quarter.
I wouldn't ordinarily recommend it, but I think it's critical this year, and especially with WBAI, with KPFK. Those are two of our larger stations, and all of our ships are affected by whatever happens at those stations. So I think we undertake a special obligation to, as far as monitoring is concerned this year, to give the board warning if there are developments that warrant careful review, monitoring, and any changes. That's all I'm suggesting. I don't mean to make it a formal process, but I do think that we ought to make it clear that we as a body will undertake that monitoring responsibility and let it be part of our notification to the PNB that we plan to do so.
Okay, then it's part of the process that we would do, and at the end of each quarter, we would the station management would generate a plan update based on the results, the actuals from the prior quarter.
Point of order.
Yeah, maybe what we can do is add it to the both the motions that we have on the table.
Point of order, there's a point of order.
Okay. Mr. Goodman.
It was Brian's point of order.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I believe we were considering KPFT's budget. This is a good discussion, but we have to stand one item at a time here.
Yeah.
And we are. Let's follow what has happened. Terry asked if we were only approving a three-month budget. So, therefore, the conversation is the three-month budget. So we talked about that. So therefore, the point now is that do we go back to KPFT's budget, which we're saying the motion that I would put forward is that we should approve the KPFA's budget for fiscal year 2008. And then Liney wants to add to at the end of each one of these budgets that the responsibility is for management to submit a plan update based on the actuals or performance of the prior quarter to be submitted to the Finance Committee for review.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'd call for a vote on approval of KPFT's budget.
Okay,
so you have withdrawn your motion to postpone.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And the motion that I'm putting forth is that we approve the KPFT's budget for fiscal 2008.
Do you mean T or do you mean A?
Did I say T? No,
T,
we're talking about
T. We're on KPFT.
We've already done A.
No, we haven't done A yet.
We did A last week. I mean, didn't we?
No.
Do you have the minutes? Okay, go ahead.
I have my notes.
Okay. In fact, I printed out the notes too, but I'll look at them.
The pending item is KPFT.
I have more
in
notes.
Houston's budget.
Hello?
Yes. Sandra?
I'm hanging on by a thread, folks.
I think we have a motion to approve. So KPFT's budget. So is there further discussion?
I second that motion. I think that KPFT is working very hard to make money for the foundation and keep us afloat. So I move that we approve KPFT's budget.
Okay, is there further discussion on this? Okay, there be no other, are there objections to the motion? Okay, so moved. The motion to approve KPFT's budget has been approved. Thank you very much.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Sure. Mr.
How long do you think we'll go tonight?
That's a good question. How much further do we have to discuss? We go over KPFA's, which is pretty straightforward. Brian, if you could send out some information on the headcount to the individual, appreciate that. And what else? And W, but W isn't going to look at theirs until the 5th. So what do you propose in lining?
Well, I think the ones that we would have would be looking at. I'm just suggesting how long it might take us to go with the budgets we have remaining. That would be A. We can't do W yet.
Right.
Well, their LSB hasn't approved it.
Right.
So I would take them off the table for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That would leave. Who's that leave? That leaves.
Just KPFA.
Okay.
KPFA. With KPFA, I'm thinking that with they too have some budget changes, at least I'm aware of, and I can address those if you like tonight.
Okay. Shall we get an estimate on time? It's 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So how far do we want to go? Do we want to go at another 30 minutes? Can we take care of A in 30 minutes? What do you think, Lonnie, Brian?
Well, depends what Lonnie comes out with.
Oh,
well, I mean, we can cap the meeting at 30 minutes and just carry the item over if we don't get anywhere. I think that's
Well, let's. Well, if we think it might go that long, why don't we just propose continuing the meeting now so that is Baruti, Jane, are you people still there?
I'm only barely here. It is after 11.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, good point.
So this is the proposal then. Since Lonnie asked the question, do we want to continue? I know people are trying to. Next week is a holiday, and people are getting meetings in. But is there anyone on this call who cannot meet except? And I won't even consider Monday the 4th, whatever day that is. But either Tuesday through Thursday, is there anyone who cannot meet those days?
I can't. Brian
can't. Who else?
We have two LSB meetings on the 5th.
Yeah, I can't meet on the 5th.
Right. Okay. What about, and I really dislike this date, either date, but I'll have to propose. Friday or Saturday?
Saturday the 7th is the weekend, Friday before the, oh, is there a holiday? No, holiday is the 3rd.
This is coming up. It's this weekend.
Well, PNB meets on Friday the 7th. Is that what we're suggesting?
Well, I'm throwing out Friday or Saturday morning. I mean, what does the committee?
LaVar, on Saturday we have an LSB meeting.
I thought it was the 15th.
No, we have an executive session on the 8th.
How about the 7th day, Friday?
The Friday.
The
PNB meeting.
Unfortunately, bad for me.
Is that true? There's a PNB meeting on the 7th. That's not a good day.
Right. What about the special meeting is at noon, right? At La Paz? Brian?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. What about meeting, why don't we say 9? I mean, would this present a problem for you? It certainly won't for me. Present a problem meeting at so that's like 12 noon Eastern time for in the maximum hour and a half.
And what would the purpose of this meeting? Excuse me, LaVar, what is the purpose of this meeting?
To continue, it's already 8:07. We would have to discuss A. We will have W's at that time.
No, you won't have W's until the 10th. We already have a meeting for the 13th, and with my understanding, that's when we would be discussing it. Did anybody? We're meeting on the
13th. Yeah, we can continue it to the 13th.
Well, we are meeting on the 10th, so I won't have anything before then.
Okay, we're meeting on the 13th. Okay, so we have a meeting scheduled for the 13th. Should we continue this on the 13th, or what should we try to do? What is the pleasure of the committee?
I vote for continuing on the 13th. We'd have W and we'd have A, and we're close to maybe we'll have some information back from the other two stations as well.
And national,
absolutely.
Okay. So the committee, we can continue at our regular meeting and to do A, W, and our other remaining items that we have.
Much for one meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have all the information we're likely to get before we have to send out that the finance stuff a week later because we have the board on the 28th.
Okay.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Please, Baruti.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be too much because remember, in addition to those budgets, BAI's budget will be back on the table.
That's right.
So, plus we got some executive session items that we need to do. So, I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. I don't know if we could do the executive sessions. So that shouldn't take more than an hour. So maybe we could have a mini meeting in between or something like that.
How about the 11th?
What day is that?
A
Monday?
A Tuesday.
What does that? We have a meeting on the 11th and the 13th?
Yeah, one for executive session and the other for our regular business.
Okay. What does the committee think?
LaVar, it looks like we're going to wind up having a general manager hiring committee on the 11th, but I guess this could take precedence.
We don't know that times will conflict.
Yeah. What about just that? I mean, Can people take time out on their Saturday for 2 hours? Like if we do.
I'm not available. Doing that
so far. This is Jane. I'm not available on a Friday night or on a Saturday.
Okay. So then.
What's wrong with Monday the 10th?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes.
And I will try to contact Mike Martin so that he can support me because I feel like I've been here for the longest time all by myself. First
thought. That would be great. Okay.
Bottom line is that, you know, we are at the end of the month, and I have to be at work at the crack of dawn.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sandra. I understand how the deadline goes.
And our LSB will be meeting on the
10th. I will make myself available for whatever date and time necessary.
Okay. All right. So we're considering the Monday or the Tuesday. Okay, so what is the preference here? If we did Monday, then we don't have the conflict with the GM hire for Brian and I.
WPFW meets on the 10th, so they won't be ready.
Isn't the 10th the WPFW LSB?
Yeah, they won't be ready.
Right. Okay.
But
so,
by the 10th, we would have things back, presumably, from WBAI and KPFK.
Yeah.
And
which might be
you could do an executive session, too.
Yeah, we'd have to do it.
I was just meaning if depending on when we schedule it, Jane Gatewood might not be able to attend.
For the 10th, right? Yes. Yeah, so let's try for the 11th with 5:30 p.m.
5:30 works for me. I don't know if other folks feel differently, but
okay. So 5:30. We'll talk to our GM Hire Committee reschedule. So 5:30 on the 11th, 5:30 to about 8:30. So we want an executive session, but what we want to do initially is do the KPFA budget and then we can go into executive session.
Oh, so this is both?
Yeah, presumably too.
Okay.
So on the A budget, before we get off the call, can you hit me with the quick version, Lonnie? Because if you're recommending anything that we'd have to take back to the LSB and tip management so they can start planning for that meeting now.
Yeah, I have a few quick
before.
Items. Some of them are confidential, so I'll be hoping you'll mind if I'm vague. There's an issue of an outstanding invoice for $136,000, the Rice Howard invoice.
Okay.
And it's not, you know, where would that appear in that budget? I know that's a contested disputed bill, but certainly would be nice to clear that up. You got the $80,000 grant to include in the A budget as well. And have a plan by management to reduce some of the costs on the staffing side, but it has no detail. We'd certainly like to, in executive session perhaps, identify some detail around it. And you have fairly large increases in major donations for both this year and next year. So there's a question around, well, what's the detail of that? Because it's a fairly large increase. And so those would be the things on my list, and identifying where the ADA is. And the last item would be, if there is a worst-case scenario, some work needed done on the foundation, how that contingency might go.
Okay.
Got it. May I suggest that we invite KPFA's interim general manager on to explain those things?
Yeah, I'm happy to take whatever information we can get.
Do you want to stick to time? Shoot there.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry, go ahead.
Brian was about to ask something that this will clarify also. So you're calling a special meeting on September 11th as an executive session, and we're about to adjourn to an adjourned meeting on September 11th.
No, not total executive session.
So I need to know which comes first.
Public.
So we will adjourn to a meeting on September 11th at 5:30 p.m., and there will be an executive session after the public meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that Lonnie, you know, you're right next door to Lim. Some of these questions that you have, can you address those
Yeah, we do have a phone call that we're promising to make. We're supposed to try to get it done the day before this meeting, but yeah, we're both aware that we need to go over those items.
Okay, good. Okay, great. And then that'll make our meeting, then we should be able to move through it quickly. Okay, are there any other questions or concerns? Shall we entertain a motion?
Move to adjourn to September 11th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. on a teleconference.
Yeah. We'll be right
the time.
Oh, I need to get KPST. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So moved. It was a pleasure. And look forward to the next couple of meetings.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.